Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. As I've mentioned before, this is the first week of Lent for us. But what have you decided to do? Yes, it's the first week of Lent. You think, oh, I should do something, but have you done it? Have you decided to do this or not to do this? To speak this way or to turn around and talk to somebody else? Brothers and sisters, this Lent is a time to take a good look at how we think and how we act. I know you can't cover it all. None of us can. But what you can do is if you're in a place where you're thinking things, you're not saying them, but you're thinking them about another, does that lead you to prayer or does it lead you to gossip? Brothers and sisters, take a good look at that in your life. Is there a way you're speaking against someone? You may know the person, you may not know the person. Doesn't matter. Do not speak ill of another. That could be a whole plan for Lent, as far as I'm concerned. But please, please, anything in you, take one thing or two at the very most that you know are not pleasing to God. Manners or habits or conversations or writing or whatever. Whatever it may be, please bring it to the Lord and say, Lord, I offer this sacrifice to you. I want to change. I want to be different, that your name may be more and more glorified in a world that desperately needs the power and the grace of God today. So let's take a look then at the book of Esther, chapter 12, verses 14 to 16. And then verses 23 to 25. This is not a book that we read often, but it's very, very good. Queen Esther, seized with mortal anguish, had recourse to the Lord. She lay prostrate upon the ground, together with her handmaids, from morning until evening, and said, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, blessed are you. Help me who am alone and have no help but you. For I am taking my life in my hand. As a child I used to hear from the books of my forefathers that you, O Lord, always free those who are pleasing to you. Now help me who am alone and have no one but you, O Lord my God. And now, come to help me, an orphan. Put on my mouth persuasive words in the presence of the lion and turn his heart to hatred for our enemy, so that he and those who are in league with him may perish. Save us from the hand of our enemies. Turn our mourning into gladness and our sorrows into wholeness. Why, she was really pleading with the Lord. Do we bring our needs to the Lord like that, like Queen Esther did? Do we say to the Lord what our problem is and bring it to him? Lord, she even says, I'm taking my life in my hand. I used to hear from the books of forefathers that you're free, O Lord, and you free those who are pleasing to you. Please help me. Do you know the scriptures? Do you read the scriptures every day? Even just one paragraph or one chapter. But every day, read the scriptures. Follow the readings at Mass. And just take time. 15 minutes if you can. You could. And it will be a restful time for you too. Just sit and see what the Lord says. And share it with others. This is what God wants us to do. Bring the word in, accept the word in our own hearts, and then reach out to others. And Psalm 138 tells us, Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. So, let's call to God for help. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name. Because of your kindness and your truth, for you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. We need the Lord, and he's there to help. He's there to stand by us. He loves us. But we also need to come to him and pour out to him what is bothering us. Always, when you see something that really bothers you, even if you have to go in a bathroom in a busy store, but go by yourself and just ask the Lord, Lord, help me here. Help me what to do. Show me the way. And then go on about. You don't hear anything, go on about, but keep listening. Just periodically. Lord, please help me. Lord, please help me. I remember I did that for a day and a half. I was afraid I was going to say, Lord, please me. Lord, please me. And that's not what I meant. Please, brothers and sisters, do turn to him because he waits for every word. He waits to hear from us. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 to 12. Jesus said to his disciples, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. To the one who knocks, the door will be open. You might have to knock for a while or wait for a while, but keep knocking. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread? Or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, in other words, sinful, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Brothers and sisters, I just have to say it again. He loves us. And he's giving us the wisdom to lead us in the right direction. He wants us with him in heaven. He's given us his word, saying, follow my word. Follow my word. He will give us everything we need. Brothers and sisters, draw close to him, please. Every day. Start out with 15 minutes, but if you can get up to a half hour or an hour, that's even better, much better. Read the readings for the day from Mass, as I've said to you before. Or if there's a particular book's gospel of the Bible that you want to read, that's fine. Read it. But read just a short portion of it every day and ask the Lord, Lord, help me to be like that. Let your word sink into my heart and my soul. I've said to the Lord many times, please, Lord, my brain is so occupied with so many things. It's hard for me to remember. And so I ask him, Lord, please, please, will you help me? Help me to pray, even as I'm working sometimes. Help me to pray when I can do that. God hears us. God hears us, and he helps us, and he leads us closer and closer to him. And that's what we want to be. We want to be children of a Father who leads us back to Himself. This reading, I just read something by Blessed Jean-Joseph Latiche, and this is what he says. We are ministers of a God who, in spite of our sins, loves us with a love unequaled here below, a God who pursues you with His undying love, who even now as I speak to you remains invisibly at the door of your heart and uses my words, listen to that, to knock on your door and to say to you softly, poor child, give me your heart. Do you understand how much love it took God to give His creatures, all of them, without exception, the commandment to love Him? You give alms to a beggar in the street. You pray for an assassin who will atone for his crime. Why? Undoubtedly, you loved them in some fashion. But do you want to be loved by them? Some solicit their friendship? Not at all, right? You would never even think of it. And if their friendship were offered, you would perhaps push it away. God does not treat us that way. From the greatest souls to the lesser ones, from the noblest souls to the most degraded, He loves all of us and asks us, commands us, to love Him. Brothers and sisters, that reading was a part of a reading from Blessed Jean-Joseph Latiche. He was a French Dominican priest, and he is very, very loved, especially in France. And he wrote this. God is love, and He wants to minister to people through our love, through God's love. I just say to the Lord, Lord, I don't know how to do that. Well, listen to this further point. Some people are surprised that God gave us the commandment to pray. As for me, I am stunned at their surprise. Do these people not know what it is to love? No doubt God is our Master and Lord. By that title alone, He has the right to require homage from us. But if God asks us to pray, it is not so much because He is our Master. It is also and especially because He loves us. If you have had children or you have had friends, you must easily understand the precept of prayer. What greater happiness will we love than to devote oneself to a friend? Now, do you know the supreme joy of friendship? It is to realize that our friend has complete confidence in us. And may God speak to your heart, and abundantly may you open your heart to know His love. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.